know, there are some acts that you just really don't want to follow. My name is Steve Ledoux, and I'm a long-term member here at the church, and it has been my honor to be the co-chair of the stewardship committee this year, planning our annual pledge drive and working with the usual gang of fools in putting together this show, but also working with very serious and like-minded people who are going to be implementing and working in our campus this year. It's really been wonderful to see how positively the church has responded to meeting the challenges that we have before us. And in particular, I'm very proud of the canvassers who worked with us last year and of those who have returned for a second year and the new people who have signed up to canvass this year. We have more canvassers this year than we did last, and it's very exciting to see the enthusiasm among all of them. As all of you may know, we are in the second year of our five-year plan to end our reliance on the endowment for the annual operating expenses. Most agree that we need to work, and we should work, to preserve the endowment's capital, to ensure that its proceeds will be available to us and to future generations for the continuing of the mission and the vision of our church here in the community and the support of these historic buildings in this historic district. We're very pleased with the increased giving that we saw last year, but we need to continue on this road to financial independence. The pledging guidelines that we adopted last year that you'll be seeing in your pledge packets have not been changed. They're still the goal, they're still the bar that we need to reach. And we urge all of you, everyone, to pledge at a higher level to take us to this next step in this second year of our five-year plan. And on average, that would mean probably an increase for each of us individually of about 20% more than last year. And of course, more than that would be most welcome. I'd like to talk a little bit about what we learned in last year's canvass. Some of it's obvious, but it's always good and fun to hear it again. Clearly, as we've seen in today's skits and the songs that we sing, that our two most valued programs are religious education and our outreach. These are near and very dear to our hearts as a church community. And we saw that in the canvass, and it was wonderful to hear it reinforced. And it actually has re-energized me and energized our canvassers, knowing that this is what is so important. We learned another interesting thing, that we needed to go to work and improve our sound system in the canvass. There were many among us who were having difficulty hearing some of the announcements and chalice lightings, and so we have spent time and effort to invest in new microphones and new equipment, and we're still working to improve that. We also learned that it was time to upgrade our membership database. It was using an older technology that was rather difficult to access, and it is now, through the great efforts of Mike Wilt and others, available to all of us over the web so that we can ensure that we have all the most current information on each member for all of us to use. But have no fear, it's password protected. So that information is secure to us and will not be messed with by the miscreants that travel around on the internet that we all hear about. And we also learned that there's a strong desire to address our financial situation. And I think the canvass has re-energized all of us in that endeavor. But I think the really most interesting thing that we discovered about the canvass last year is that we all really like to talk about this church that we love so much. Canvassers learned last year that to call the members and to do a canvass was not a life-threatening experience. They learned that there is a deep caring and love in the congregation for this church, and most of last year's canvassers signed up to do it again this year. So how can we honor the canvassers' commitment to our church? It's easy. We welcome the call. This year, as last year, our canvassers will be calling each household to talk with you about the church. We want to know what you think about how we can continue to build a better church experience consistent with our principles and our ideals. The stewardship committee has made a considerable effort in developing the canvassers developing the questions that our canvassers will be asked And the idea is to help all to express their thoughts about our church, the progress we have made, and the journey we have yet to make together. To help you prepare for the call, a list of the canvas questions are included in each of your pledge packets, and we'll take a look at that in just a minute. Please give these questions serious consideration and thought. And as if I have to tell a room full of Unitarians, when your canvassers call, be honest. Tell them what you really think and feel. Based on what we learned last year, we've been able to design it in a better way as we will be conducting our whole church check-in. And the new questions are really designed with three ideas in mind: to better understand how to build a better church experience for you, to help you think about your relationship to the church, and as you consider the importance of the church in your life, hopefully you'll consider making a more generous pledge. Rest assured, the canvas is not an arm-twisting sales pitch. Our plan is to have a conversation and to do much more listening than talking. You do the talking, you do the thinking, we do the listening. The questions are designed to elicit your thoughts and your feelings. They're not narrowly framed, they're open-ended. And here's a sample. We'll be asking you about the kinds of committee work that you've been doing, or if you're not on a committee, if you'd like to join one, or indeed if you'd like to start a committee. We'll ask you your thoughts about our five-year plan. And if you don't know about the plan, we can talk a little bit about that to explain what it means and how it works. We'll be asking you your thoughts on how the church should be using the endowment. And we will ask you about the key factors that you consider in making your pledge of support. We don't have the intention of talking about specific numbers in the canvas. The idea is to gain a deeper understanding of the most important things that are on members' minds as we make our pledge commitment, and what factors positively or negatively influence your decision. So what can you do? Immediately after the service, we come to the fellowship room down the hallway, you know, on the way to the coffee, and pick up your pledge packet. We have them there sorted by zip code, so you'll have to know your zip code when you come to the table to pick up your packet. And seriously consider, if you are able, making that 20% increase in your pledge over last year. Remember, our objective is that to have the church as a whole be pledging above the guidelines, at or above the guidelines that we did not change last year. And we ask you to deliver your pledge and make your decision before the end of March or the beginning of April, whichever you prefer. Very simple. I'd like to point out a couple of things in the pledge packet. The questions that we will be asking in the canvas are on a pink piece of paper, and here they all are. Please be sure to take the questions out and think about them. Clearly, some of them will not apply to you, and you will not have an answer to them. But I'm absolutely certain that two or three of the questions will get you thinking about what your response to the canvasser shall be. Another item to seriously consider and ponder is a sheet called Did You Know? And Did You Know is a listing of some of the various expenses that we carry in the church. Please look it over. I think you'll be surprised and interested to see some of the things, see what some of the things cost as we run the church. And last, but very importantly, is the executive letter speaking about our church, our roles in it, and the importance of this pledge drive. I'd like to make a special acknowledgement and mention today for Mike Wilt. As I indicated, last year we discovered that we needed to upgrade the technology in our database. Well, I have to tell you, the last few weeks, Mike has been really doing yeoman's work in writing the software and testing it and making sure that it works well for all of us. And he really has burned the midnight oil in all of this. So the next time you see Mike, big handshake, a hug, and an attaboy. please. I think we call them getting some rest, actually. And I'd like to thank the members of the Stewardship Committee and their guidance and their thoughtful input as we designed this. Cecile Bonvolier, Chip McGee, Ellen Fisher, Steve Pugh, John Sanders, and John Burkett. Thank you, guys. Your help and guidance is most welcome in keeping me honest. And I'd like to thank our performers and speakers and the other creative types that have helped put on our show today, Karen Leonard, Jerry Davidson, Don Griffith, Sandra, and the music that has been played, and to thank Billy for the setup. And I'd like to make a particular thank you to John Burkett and John Sanders. John for the infomercials and the creative work that we saw flashed up on the walls. And John Sanders, your wonderful narration for Fill in the Blank. And last but not least, I would like to say thank you to our stewardship co-chair, Linda Donaldson-Guidi, who has worked with me and helped so much in so many ways to get this thing moving and keep it all moving in the right direction. So let's all get into the spirit of making that pledge of commitment by all of us coming together and singing, Come Make a Pledge with Me. Sandra?